Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a certified neurohealth coach, a pastor, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff I talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. My husband has been watching incest porn. What does this mean? That's what I will be discussing today. So make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. My husband has been addicted to porn for a very long time. I recently discovered that his porn genre of choice is incest or mother-son porn. Does this mean he's fantasizing about his mom? Wow, okay, so definitely a sensitive, tough subject. We haven't gotten this question before. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this one, but I want you to know a couple things, okay? First, no, it doesn't mean he's necessarily fantasizing about his mom. It could be, I don't know, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. What I would definitely encourage you to do, and hopefully your husband, if he's on board and you know you're working through recovery together, is check out Jay Stringer's book, Unwanted. He did a lot of research on this, and his research basically dealt with this idea of, hey, your fantasies and the way you act out tell you a lot about your issue, like are basically a roadmap to healing. So the big idea is this. When you're turned on by certain genres or do certain things, that says a lot about your past, right? They're connected. So sometimes as a guy, I know I dealt with this, but you sit there and go, hey, I'm into Asian porn, or I'm into, you know, BBW porn. I'm into this porn. What is wrong with me? Well, there's nothing quote unquote wrong with you. What happened is something happened in your childhood that basically developed this sexual arousal template. And now you are turned on or want to act out to these particular scenes or people or places, whatever. So mother, son, incest porn, no different. Usually what you'll find is, and again, Jay gets into this much deeper. I would definitely, again, check out his book. But he said is, I know in his book, I'm wondering when I read it, one thing he said is when you're dealing with men who are basically into porn that involves a strong mother, a strong woman figure and a younger man, mother, son, teacher, student, whatever, usually that is because of something in their past. It can be sexual abuse by someone that was similar. It can be all sorts of different things. And basically what they're trying to do when they're looking at those videos or pictures or whatever is they're trying to recreate some sort of familiar sexual scene and at the same time also control it, right? So I'm not saying this is the case with him, but if you were abused by a female teacher as a young man, there's a very good chance that porn involving a strong woman and a subservient man is going to be the type of thing that's going to kind of get you going, right? Because it's a familiar sex scene. However, because it's porn, you are now in control and exercising your dominance, or if you will, over the situation, which is important, right? Because when you were younger and you got abused, you had no dominance. You were submissive, right? So this is kind of your way of getting back in charge while recreating a familiar sexual scenario. Again, I don't know your husband's story. I'm not saying he was abused, but there is definitely a legitimate reason that he's into incest porn, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he's thinking about his mom. In fact, I would say most likely he's not, but you'd have to ask him. And again, you guys need to be going through this recovery process together. So a lot of these conversations are going to be uncomfortable. They're going to be difficult, but you need to have them so you can move forward in your life. And both of you can get to a healthier mental state. That's all I got for you on this one. If you want to learn more about it, like I said, check out Jay Stringer's book, Unwanted. It's an excellent book. I recommend it to a lot of people. But that's all I got. So if you have a question for me that you want answered in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours, submit your question there, and I will be happy to answer it. That's about it. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,